Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Drop episode number 32. It is April 10th, 2021, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hope you guys are doing good out there and having a good start to your weekend. Please follow me on Twitter for all your up-to-date Top Shot information. NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJ Dev 420. Also subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Episode 32 today, we've got some hot news. A lot of information came out yesterday. Pre-order packs arrived early, as I predicted. And we got a ton of news about the legendary Holo Icon that's coming up. We'll talk about that for a little bit. And our Market Mover section is going to be dropping in with our buddies over at MomentRanks.com. We're going to go to their marketplace that has up to the second listings with deals and filters that you can use. So we're going to drop in there and see what's hot and what's not. Also, our hot action is a game we have tonight. Too bad there's going to be no LeBron or AD. Still no word even yet on when we may be getting them back. But we do have Mr. Kevin Durant back. So that's going to be really nice. So we're gonna just look at the pregame notes for that. Then we're going to go into our hashtag NBA Top Shot This, which is going to be a nice one. And, I like to give you a teaser. It's going to come from last night's game against Memphis and New York. And we will then move into the just reviewing again the update on the legendary drop and potentially what day it was. Also, post the link for the Discord that was released yesterday with all that factual information from Top Shot Direct. So let's get into it. And our first part of the podcast today is everybody's pre-order packs. Started getting distributed yesterday, right around 4 or 5 Pacific time, and it was pretty exciting. A lot of moments went on the market. They actually had to shut down the market for a little bit, and just a wealth of new moments in this pre-order here. And another resource that I like to use that I'd also like to point you guys over to is The First Mint, at The First Mint on Twitter. Make sure you're following them. They lay it all out really, really clean. And what we're getting in this, the new moments in the pre-order, there's rookie 4000, again, limited to the 4000 LE, which we've heard many times that is an extremely small number for how many collectors are going to be in here a very short bit. So the rookie moments, there's a Bane, there's a Joe, there's a Mason Jones, and a Maledon. And then there is a 12,000 limited edition debut of Anfernee Simmons, Finney Smith, Sumner, Alfred Payton, Markkanen, Reggie Jackson, Thomas Bryant. There is another LaMelo, a new LaMelo in there, a new Luka, a new Trey. So I'm going to go ahead and tap on this breakdown a little bit, but really exciting. And we'll go ahead and look at them in the market there. And they did talk about it on the office hours about how they didn't want to release all the packs all at once because it would break the site. It would everyone opening their packs at once. So I know it was torturous for a lot of people to see people getting their packs and packs coming in and not being able to actually get theirs yet. But one thing that I do is I hold all my packs. So I was very patient, and mine arrived, and it's just sitting in there still, looking all beautiful, all wrapped up. My philosophy is you're not losing any value keeping in the pack, unless, of course, you're in a different space as a collector and you're looking to kind of move whatever you got in your pack to purchase another moment. So there's a lot of strategies, but I feel really comfortable holding these moments nice and tight in there. So these are going to be four badge rookies, the ones that I did read to you, the Desmond Bane, Isaiah Joe, Mason Jones, and the Theo Maledon. And there's, again, a bunch of other amazing moments. Top Shot debut, Anfernee Simmons, Dorian Finney-Smith, Edmund Sumner, Alfred Payton, Lauri Markkanen, Reggie Jackson, and Thomas Bryant. So those will all get badges. All those moments that I just read to you there are going to be getting badges. So really exciting on the pre-order side of things. We also got news, and not super specific about what the requirements are going to be, but we got news about this holo icon drop that is coming next. And the moments in here are amazing. So there is going to be a John Collins, a Kyrie Irving, and these are all legendary holo icons. So this pack will be $999. It's going to be limited to incentivize collectors and users that have been in it from the beginning, or not necessarily the beginning, but have been showing the interest in actually collecting moments and holding and not flipping and finishing challenges and so forth. So we're going to hear what the requirements are soon, I'm assuming, because it sounded like this pack drop is going to be happening next week. I would predict Thursday. And a stress test would probably be happening on Monday or Tuesday just to get the site warmed up and ready for that legendary drop to go really smooth. So going back to, again, what we have in here, John Collins, Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, Rozier, Markkanen, Collins, Sexton, Porzingis, Jamal Murray, Josh Jackson, Draymond, John Wall, Sabonis, Paul George. There's an Edwards. Let's see. LeBron James, Ja Morant, Giannis, Bam Adebayo, and these are all legendary holo icons. These are going to be amazing moments. Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, Lonzo Ball, Darius Bazley, Terrence Ross, Ben Simmons, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Halliburton getting his first legendary, Keldon Johnson, Pascal Siakam. That's also Edwards' first legendary too. Man, would I love to get that one. I'd just love to get this pack, and you know how that is. If you actually gain access to even be in the queue, the number is limited. We are only getting 2,673 of these packs. So I saw a prediction from the first mint this morning that maybe 50,000 users might qualify to be in the queue. So that's even at 50,000, that's a super low percentage of people that are actually going to get a shot at purchasing one of these, which makes it even more amazing. And these are going to be limited to a 99 only of each of these. So the Bradley Beal, Pascal Siakam, Donovan Mitchell, and Keldon Johnson. So I got you those. That is going to be a huge drop, and that is coming up really soon. Super limited, and you got to be excited that Top Shot's making strides to really address this issue of bots and people flipping and new collectors just jumping in to get moments, and then it really messes up the market. If you're putting these moments into true collectors' hands that are holding moments and collecting for the future and investing in the future and investing in Top Shot, basketball fans, collector fans, you're going to see that influence the market. So this is a really positive thing. It may be frustrating for some users that don't get in, but again, it's going to incentivize you to take those steps. And we're going to see pretty clearly what those steps are going to be within the next couple days here. So extremely exciting, and get ready for that. We're going to move into the market movers part of the podcast here. And this is exciting, where we, you know, check out different websites or look at moments that are hot and moments that are not. Today, we're going to use this specifically just to go to the Moment Ranks website, which we have done before, momentranks.com. I'll go ahead and screen share with you here. And so you could see in the upper right here, they've got this live marketplace that is going, you know, 29 seconds ago, the Jimmy Butler was up, the Trae Young. So this is really cool. And all we got to do is click right on this live marketplace button here, and it's going to connect us in here. And you're seeing up to 32 seconds ago, this Kem Birch was listed. And so this was pretty cool yesterday to come on here and see. Again, when new moments are released, there's prices are just all over the place. But you can see a $4 Sabonis here. We're seeing moments get insanely affordable. And you'll see also this red lowest indicator that is currently listed at the lowest moment in that category. So always check your serial number. Always make sure, you know, don't just flash by this. Jaden McDaniels is pretty low right here. But pretty exciting, you know, being able to filter over here and really zero in on what you want to purchase. But also having Moment Ranks have the program to actually label the moment that it's already the lowest moment listed within. And it shows you how many seconds. And the other amazing thing here is up in the corner, you can see what that moment is valued for on Moment Ranks, $10. So this is listed at 106. So that's a little bit high. Here we go, 127, and it's worth 115. So you can use Moments Ranks also includes the valuation of the serial number, which is amazing. Something a lot of new collectors don't often consider is putting value in a serial number, but Moment Ranks gives you it really clearly right here. So you can see when someone lists something for $5 and it's valued at $5, that's just a straight up. It's not necessarily a deal, but that's what the lowest listing as well in the marketplace is. So there's our market movers. Make sure you check that out, the momentranks.com live marketplace. And so you can get up to the second drops on there, and it's really nice to just sometimes have this screen open up in the corner, and especially if you're shopping for something, you could put that in the filters. Or if you're just looking to make a good deal purchase, then let those keep flying up there and grab those. I've been doing some shopping on here for the giveaway coming soon. Please make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, on YouTube also. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, give me a comment and a like. Also, follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, at DJDev4204. Notifications about pack drops and giveaways coming up soon. All right, we're going to keep it moving here. We've got hot action tonight, guys, and it's going to be pretty exciting. It is a game between the Lakers and the Nets, and we're looking at the Nets as a massive favorite. And again, I'm not necessarily excited about the head-to-head matchup here, but just seeing this Nets team really get in their groove. And you know they're using these next games here to get in rhythm and get in their groove. And we're going to see potentially Durant start tonight. Kyrie Irving is just in his own right now. And it's really exciting, guys. I think he's a moment I currently don't have yet that I need to start looking at. But him healthy and Harden getting back out there, let's go ahead and look at the preview and see what kind of injury report we do have going on with this. So Brooklyn's taking on Los Angeles. They're seeking their 10th straight home win right now. It's at 8:30 Eastern tonight. And they have the 9-game streak. As I said, they're 22-6 on their home court. And Irving is averaging 11.3 points in the paint, man. He is getting to the paint. So the injuries, Tyler Johnson is out with a knee for the Nets. Spencer Dinwiddie is out, and Shamet is day-to-day. Harden is still out with the hamstring. LeBron is out with the ankle. Dudley's out with the knee. Kuzma's out with the calf, and Davis is out with the Achilles. So we're looking for Durant to get a start tonight, and that's why that's our hot action, is just to see that guy back on the court. I'm not a huge Brooklyn fan, but I am a basketball fan, and this is a legendary team. So make sure you tune in for that. And we are going to move on to the next part of the podcast. We're rounding the corner here. We have our hashtag NBA Top Shot This moment of the night. And one thing that we love here at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop is defense. And this highlight was number five on the reel for NBA.com, which I have the link down there for you. Make sure you click that. You can watch the hashtag NBA Top Shot This moment of the night. But it is coming to you from Memphis versus the New York Knicks. Let me get the screen share ready for you guys. Here we go. Hashtag NBA Top Shot This moment number five. Let me get the screen really grooving for you here. All right, here we go.
We're down to the top five. The chase down defensive play from Ja Morant. You got to have a defensive play.
There it is. Ja Morant chases down Barrett. Chases down Barrett from behind and blocks it off the glass. And we are talking defense, defense, defense. I love it. Ja Morant, hashtag NBA Top Shot This with the chase down block from behind on RJ Barrett. All right, guys. Update on the pack drop. I'm giving us I wouldn't be surprised if Monday morning we had a stress test, and even the legendary dropped on Tuesday or Wednesday. You can listen. I put the link down there for the Discord hours from April 9th, 2021. They did hint at possibly next week being the legendary drop. It is stretched out to in the next 2 weeks, but we've seen what Top Shot does. They did it with these pre-orders. They said, oh, we're going to get them to you by the 14th, and then bam, we got them on the 9th. So they would prefer people to be surprised by getting things early as opposed to making an early prediction and not being able to get it there. And you know they're dealing with a lot of stuff and a lot of expectations. So that's just awesome inside business marketing, and it keeps customers happy. So way to go, Top Shot. I'm looking forward to this early next week legendary drop. Again, I'm going to be safe and say Thursday, Monday with the stress test. But if they do the Monday stress test, we could have it Tuesday or Wednesday. So we are getting excited. Good luck to you. If you do get in that queue, we'll have some more podcasts. I'll probably do a live. We haven't done a live stream for a while. We'll get a live stream of the drop. Also, a foreshadow coming up of a massive pack opening. If you listen back a couple episodes, I did hint. My dad currently only has 3 moments opened in his account, but he has about 4, or actually, I think he's up to 6 packs currently that he's holding, that he's dying to open, and we have figured out a way to share it with you guys. So I will do a live stream of that as well. So turn on the notifications. Please subscribe, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJ Dev 420 on Twitter, and the podcast, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Subscribe, hit the like button, leave me a comment, and also the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Remember, guys, enjoy it.